USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Amid sharp opposition, the Trump administration has backed away from a plan to send illegal immigrants to Florida. Homeland Security has now switched plans to send large numbers of migrants from the Mexican border to other regions, such as the northern border and also Florida. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan.
We do have stations in Florida. We have stations on the northern border. They're very small stations. It wasn't going to be an effective use of resources. But yeah, we had to look at all options.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Also on that show, California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff. He says he doesn't agree.
The only reason they're pulling that back is because a Republican governor has challenged this idea.
At this time, immigrants are still being taken to Southern California and several other parts of the country. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A Democratic congressman says going to court is justified in getting the president's tax returns. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he won't comply with the House Ways and Means Committee subpoena for President Trump's tax returns. Democratic Virginia Congressman Don Beyer on CNN.
It's sad. It's frustrating. It clearly is part of this complete disregard of the rule of law. And it's too bad we have to go to court. And I just hope and pray that President Trump and his administration won't ignore court orders, because that flagrant contempt for the rule of law is a very bad thing for our democracy.
Mnuchin said the committee's request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose.
Another late spring splash of bad weather for the southern plains. Meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
We're going to see a lot of heavy rain tomorrow, straight into Tuesday. Some places are likely to see about 3 to 5 inches of rain, with swollen rivers and saturated ground, flooding is possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many of those in the crowded field of Democrats running for president in 2020 were campaigning on Saturday. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Bernie Sanders was in Augusta, Georgia, where he said of President Trump,
"He thinks that if he can get one group to hate another group, he can't get reelected." Well, I got some bad news for Donald Trump. That ain't going to work in 2020.
And at a rally in Dubuque, Iowa, Pete Buttigieg said of constitutional reform,
"I think we can look at constitutional reforms to do things like end Citizens United and take money out of politics."
And former VP Joe Biden told a rally in Philadelphia he's offering Americans what he calls a different path in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A girl who was taken from her mother in Texas is now back home. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Police have located that 8-year-old girl who was kidnapped Saturday night while walking with her mother near Fort Worth. Police spokesman Buddy Cazada says a tip brought police to the rescue.
She was located just south of Fort Worth in a surrounding town here called Forest Hill. She was located at the Wood Spring Suite. The suspect, what I can tell you now, the descriptions that we gave early on from witnesses and from the mother were pretty close on.
The suspect is in custody. Police say the girl was physically unharmed.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.